How's your first few days going here?
Good. Going great. Yeah. Facilities have been great. Cooperation. Just got a lot of work to do in San Diego.
What's the advantage of being out here, Bill, for the full week?
I just thought it fit our schedule well and give us an opportunity to practice in the conditions we're going to play in.
Do you like it, too, as an opportunity for your guys to maybe, not that they don't spend a lot of time together anyway, but to bond almost? It's almost like a bit of a week-long road trip here.
Yeah. Well, the most important thing is to get ready for the Chargers, so that's really what it's all about.
How big of a challenge does that offense present, starting with Philip Rivers, who just seems to never stop?
Yeah, I mean, they've done a great job. They're well coached. They have a very good group of players. Starts with Rivers, real good skill players. Backs, they have a lot of depth in their backfield. Those guys are healthy, running the ball. A lot of options in the passing game. So it's tough to defend. They have a good scheme. Do a good job attacking the weakness of the defense. So, we'll have to do a great job of coaching and playing. Everybody will have to do a good job. There's no weaknesses in that offense.
Coach, any concerns about people thinking they're on vacation this week?
Yeah, we're here to work on the Chargers.
Kelly, Antonio Gates and Rob Gronkowski, and some of the similarities we've seen having two perennial tight ends going
into
the
Saturday
National game.
Rob's done a good job for us. Been on the field a lot, plays in a lot of situations, been productive in the passing game and the running game. Gates is seems timeless. He's a hard guy to defend. He's got great size, athleticism, hands. Does a real good job setting up his routes, beating man or zone coverage. Rivers obviously has a lot of confidence in him. He's got a big catch radius, so wherever Rivers puts the ball, it seems like he can get it. He's really good. Tough guy to defend. Real tough guy.
Bill, in 2006, I think you had Philip at the Super Bowl. Excuse me, at the Pro Bowl with you. Did you guys develop any kind of relationship at the time, or have an appreciation for how he approached the game?
Yeah, I think it was 09.
Was it 09? Or
but yeah, no. Love Rivers. Really a football guy. Very into it. We had a lot of great conversations about just football, and he's very competitive. Really smart. Has a great understanding, feel for the game. I really enjoy coaching. He was outstanding.
Do you have an opportunity sometimes to learn, even though you've got much more time in the league? You learn probably from the Rodgerses, the Bradys, the guys, the way they see things, and then explain it to you at all?
We didn't get – it's a Pro Bowl, so. I don't think we got that far into it. One coverage. Not one hard coverage to read, because then when they're allowed to play, so.
Any reason for the change in facilities?
We've used multiple facilities as part of this trip, and it's all worked out well.
Bill, are we able to get any insight from Josh from your time together with Mike McCoy, or you?
What we get on the Chargers is what we've seen. Right. And they played 12 games this year, played really well, they're playing good football. I don't think something happened 3-4 years ago is really that relevant. I think what's relevant is what they're doing now, what they've done this season. They've played a lot of close games, played against a lot of great competition, and won. And I think that's really who they are, whatever it was or wasn't 3-4 years ago. I don't really know how much that has to do with it.
Bill, have you seen an evolution or change in Rivers' game with Wisenhunt and Reich as opposed to the quarterback you've had to defend in the past?
Each offense has its own characteristics, but fundamentally I think he's pretty much the same player. Can attack the defense at all three levels, has great poise and presence in the pocket, deceptive mobility. He runs and is more active maybe than what he gets credit for, what you think he is. He's got a good touch on the ball. Does a good job using all of his receivers, gets the ball to the backs, obviously the tight ends, the receivers downfield, and on catch and run plays and on downfield routes. Reads blitz and those type of coverage as well, gets the ball out in a hurry. So he's been pretty good for a long time.
Bill, kind of a local question with Junior Seau being up for the nomination this year. Any reflections on the time you guys spent together?
Tremendous. Love Junior and his family. Out here for the funeral. It was very, very emotional. Nobody loved the game more than Junior did. And nobody would be more deserving to be in the Hall of Fame than Junior Seau. all-time leader in tackling, but more than stats, his love of the game, his passion for the game, and the high level that he played at a very difficult position. I mean, him, Clay Matthews, you know, guys to play as long as they did at that position as well as he did is phenomenal. It's you know, he's so deserving. And so I hope it happens.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.